for the church, the real damage too, is that it erodes resistance to this, to the downgrading, to the dishonoring, the degrading of the stamp of gender on one's being given at birth, which is to God not a light matter at all. It's a very significant matter. We find this in the Genesis text too, when male and female, which is always an expression in the Old Testament for a sexual pair, not just male and female, the whole population, but an actual sexual pair. And it is closely connected, as we know, in Genesis 1:27 with being made in God's image. That's a way of saying that what you do sexually matters. It could efface or enhance that image. And if that's true, then certainly the attempt to completely efface one's sex identity given to them at birth is going to be very problematic in terms of the whole image of God. There's a real danger there of denying an integral part of that image. So there's no way, in my opinion, we should at all encourage. That's not going to lead to a good thing. Plus, we haven't even dealt with, of course, the practical consideration of children. Suppose this man who thinks he's a woman wants to bring his children into this, right? I mean, his children then have to become complicitous in this whole process. They become confused, and then they're going to a church which is complicitous with that by calling her father by a female name. This has a sort of ripple effect damage beyond just the offender.